I requested that song because I probably learned that song before I learned my mother's name. That was her favorite song, and I can't remember a day since I arrived in this world when I didn't hear her humming it or singing it. So along with Yes, Jesus Loves Me, I think that was probably the second song I learned, and that seems so absolute for today, because I do love to tell the story of Jesus and his love. And it's that love that has caused me to be standing here today. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. I thought about it as I was sitting there, and I realized that it was a year ago on August 14th, when you all had we had the first family gathering of the two churches coming together last year. And that was approximately 9 days after I had gone into the hospital. And I told the devil then, along with the Lord, I found out, you see, it's not about what others say, it's about what you say. Amen. I told, this is the last one that I will ever miss. Because he assured me that I would not be here this year at this time when we had the second one. And I assured him, I told him, hide and watch. So you hide and watch, because I am determined that they will not have another one without me. And so, am I here or am I here? Amen. 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 You may be seated. It's not quite a year ago. On the 27th of July last year, I was attacked with a stroke, but it was the 14th of August that you all had the picnic. I couldn't be here last year because I was in Helmy Hospital at the time, but I am here with you today by the grace of God. And so I thought, well, what am I supposed to share with them? When they asked me to share today, I said, the best thing for me to do is tell all of them the story as I recall it, and also why we even have this property up here, because I'm sure some of you have wondered, why do we have 53 acres of property in the Poconos, with a handful of people attending service? And I said, that's because they have no vision. Because you have no vision, you can't see what we see. But then this week, as I was meditating on what I was to share with all of you today, the Lord began to unfold it for me. And I realized that I was to tell you that when we came up here, we didn't just buy this property because we had the money. We bought this property because God had a vision, and he gave that vision to us. And the vision did not die with Clinton. Okay. But Clinton and or Tyrone, well, because Tyrone was the architect of the property, and we didn't just have it for the 7 cottages down there, because I only need one. I don't need 6 other cottages. But this is just the beginning of, so today, before you leave here, you will see the blueprints, the original blueprints from 1993 of what God had in mind. And still, one thing I found out, God's vision never goes to sleep or dies. It's never lost. And so you're going to know why this property was purchased in the first place. And since he kept me around to supervise and make sure that whoever came behind Pastor Clinton and Tyrone Roper, that the vision would one day still be fulfilled. But it's going to take more than the two of them and even me. It's going to take you and many others like you to grab a hold of it. But for the first time, the whole family will know what the vision is in both, from both congregations, both houses of worship, I would say. All right. The longer we live, the more opportunity we will have to test our commitment to trusting in the Lord in just about every area of our lives. It's not about testing the Lord because he doesn't change. It's never about testing the Lord. We don't have to test him. Not at all. So it really is. It was never about testing the Lord. It's about testing ourselves because we're subject to change. And we have to make sure we're constantly remembering what the test is all about and that we're passing it. A little over a year ago, I was attacked with a stroke that affected my mobility on the left side and my vision in both eyes. I finally began to accept and deal with what was going on. Oh, I want you all to think that it was just, oh, this has happened to me kind of thing. No, I questioned what was happening to me and why it was happening, because I could not think of anything that I had done to deserve that. And I thought, not as badly as I wanted to leave here and see Jesus. I thought, okay, before I tolerate this, Lord, I'd rather go. But I found out that just because you request to go doesn't mean that he gives you everything you ask for. You got to always keep in mind that he has a bigger program and he sees more than you see. And so, but after I was able to accept what was going on with my body, I was so grateful that my right side was not affected, because my right side was my dominant side. I could still write, I could still, you know, do just about everything I needed to do, because my right side was still unaffected. In fact, if it had been my right side, my speech would have been affected also. I didn't know that, because my speech was not affected. To feel abandoned or forsaken. But what I did was I put on my praise and began to confess the devil's defeat in my life. And I stopped focusing on what was going on with me. And I remembered the things that I taught you. And that was, you know, get into praise. So instead of criticizing what was going on and complaining about what was happening in my life, I just thought I can use those words to praise the Lord for something that in something in this is to be grateful for. And I did. I put on my praise and demonstrated the devil's defeat. So to this day, I have yet to ask the Lord to heal me. I've not once asked him to heal me. And you may ask, well, why don't you want to be healed? Of course I want to be healed, but because I knew that on May 21st, 1944, when I received Jesus as my Savior and Lord, I also received him as my healer, that I was already healed. And I assure you, Satan has pulled every lever and pushed every button that he possibly could, and pulled every trick and trade to rob me of this peace and security that only Jesus can provide. I'm not trying to get well, folks. And I cannot explain what has happened to me, but I've got, you know, the song about the Holy Ghost. I don't know what it is, but I got it. Well, I got it. I got my healing. I'm just waiting for some things to line up. That has to happen, because I am not going to let go of what is mine already. You know, I'm taking back everything that the devil stole from me. I'm reaping the harvest. I'm reaping the harvest, God. I'm reaping the God promised me. I'm taking back everything that the devil has stolen from me. And I rejoice today with you. I shall recover it all. I shall recover it all. I'm the well that the devil is trying to get to accept one form of sickness or another. One of the psalms that I meditate on daily is Psalm 103, verses 3 through 5. Dear Lord Jesus, I bless you because you have forgiven my iniquities. You've healed all of my diseases. You have redeemed my life from destruction. You have crowned me with loving kindness and tender mercies. And you have satisfied my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Why am I so confident that my time here in this earth is not up yet? More than 10 years ago, when we purchased this property, God gave Clinton and me a vision of what we were to do with it. And we shared that vision with Tyrone Roper, Rose's late husband. He was, like I say, he was an architect. Well, since then, Tyrone and Clinton both were allowed to leave here with the vision incomplete. However, Tyrone left the blueprints of the vision. And since I was the only one left with the vision, I began to sense that it did not die with Tyrone and Pastor Clinton, because I was blessed with two very capable co-workers, Pastor Clinton and Pastor Greg and Pastor Ed. I remembered what Kenneth Copeland shared in his prophecy to me in April of 2003 concerning how God was going to build what he had given to us. And I was not going to have to concern myself with it. I was just going to have to step aside and believe that I was going to reap the harvest that he had promised, because I didn't ask for that prophecy. But anyway, God said he was going to build it. I didn't have to worry about it. So guess what? I stopped worrying about it. And I decided, okay, it's your property. They're your people. You know what you want done there. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready. Okay. He freed me from the responsibility. I had not looked at those blueprints in years. Suddenly I remembered that most of the RLCC family had never seen them. So I got it in my spirit that this would be a good time to show them to you, because the plan is not dead, and neither is Gregory Carr and Edward Funstein. Because most of what was won for me at Calvary 2,000 years ago, I did not believe time was up yet. So I refused to follow the devil, allow the devil to take me out. I simply told the Lord, if he was through with me, I was ready to go. However, if his work with me was not over, then I refused to permit an inferior being to interrupt his plan for me and for RLCC any further. So here I am today, thanking and praising God for completing this work in me. I thank God for all of you who kept up the many prayers that have helped me to gain the victory in all of this. I didn't come here to preach today or to teach. I came here to testify. A person, a live person's testimony is much better than anybody's sermon ever preached. You don't have to study for a testimony. Yeah, I didn't have to spend any time at all. In fact, every day Rose kept asking me, Mom, did you get anything yet? She and Dolores, because they had to type it up and all. And I said, no, and I didn't. And I said, when I get what I get, whatever I get, I'll write it down. And as it turned out, you know, I have an iPad. And Pastor Ed came up with, well, you know, you have Dragon on there. So when you write it down, what I was doing was I would write it down, send it to, get it to Dolores, and she would type it up, get it back to me for me to review. But when you do it, when you have Dragon on your iPad, all you have to do is dictate it. And so that's what we did with the latter part of what I've shared with you so far today. Okay. So like I say, I'm here today thanking and praising God for completing his work in me. I thank God for all of you who've prayed for me all this time. Today I only ask that you pray concerning your part in his vision, because he has plans for this place. And since I've never had an opportunity to share with all of you, even the Nanuet people didn't know all that God, they just knew we bought this property. They didn't know what God had in mind for it. So today, we're going to show you what God had in mind, and then you follow the vision or the sensing in your spirit that he gives you as to what you're to do to make it a reality. Okay? God bless you, and I love you, and I'm glad to be back with you as a living testimony.